Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Money management, that's what we're talking about here in Lunchtime Live today, because we were chatting to Paul Merriman, CEO at Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert from, of course, Ask Paul, that many of you will be aware of. We were talking about a little bit of the pension introduction on the show last week. A lot of people getting in touch about this. How does retirement planning really work, Paul? Where are we starting?
Really good question. So I think over the last number of weeks, we've gone from budgeting, emergency funds, the likes of income protection, right the way into investments and pensions. And now I think one of the most important topics, and this nearly comes down to financial coaching, is how do you actually take your pension? So number one, what does it look like maybe 5 or 10 years out? What do you need to be looking at? And number two is, once you get into retirement and you start drawing down or taking an income, what does that look like for you? And what's the big things you need to be concerned of? So I suppose let's go through some of the major important things you need to consider.
Yeah.
And then maybe a few of the things that you don't want to do to really stay clear of. And I know I say this nearly in every show we have, but the financial planning process is really important here. So at least, like, you should be getting a financial plan every year. But if you're thinking of retiring in the next 10 years or the closer you are to retirement, you need a financial plan to look at, number one, what you have today, but also be able to look at what your cash flow is going to look like from retirement age. Because obviously your income stops when you retire, typically speaking. You'll have a pension pot, or you might have just a state pension, or you might have a pension pot and other assets like property or cash in the bank or investments. So it's really important, you know, how to draw them down in a tax efficient manner. So when I say draw down, I usually refer to taking money out of your pension. So taking money out of your pension. A lot of people don't know this. We all know pensions are really tax efficient when you're growing them. When you take money out of them, you typically pay income tax once you take your tax-free lump sum. So you're subject to the same income as everybody.
How much is the tax-free lump sum?
So the tax-free lump sum is typically on a kind of defined contribution pension scheme. It's 25% of the value. And then the other 75%, you're going to draw that down. I think the biggest thing is the tax. A lot of people don't realise that they, number one, still pay income tax in retirement age. The state pension will take in a big chunk of what you get free. So as a married couple over 66, typically get 36,000 a year tax free. But sure, the state pension is going to be just over 31,000. So you have to make sure you're planning your taxes accordingly and you're not just leaking money. And the biggest mistake I see people doing is drawing down the pension, paying income tax, and they still have money in the bank. You're really supposed to spend all the cash you have hoarded over the years and then go for the pension. So if you're retiring today, say you're 66 years of age and you're retiring this year, and just say you're lucky enough to have 100,000 euro in the bank or set aside, you're better off spending that 100,000 euro and delaying your retirement for 2 years, because you're going to save on income tax and your pension's also going to be grown tax efficiently. A lot of people don't realise that when you leave the company, you don't have to take the pension plan on that day if you have what's called a defined contribution scheme. The defined benefits are slightly different. So a financial plan about, number one, how you take your pension, but when you take it is so important, because you're trying to make sure you don't waste money leaking to the revenue commissioners when you're in the early stage of drawing down your pension plan. The other thing you need to look at here when you look at the financial plan is your costs. So this is usually split into three types of costs for people, or what they kind of want to live on. Basic costs are your living costs. So keeping the roof over your head, keeping the heat on, the electricity.
It's funny you say that, because when I think of, like, you know, in my own situation and so many of my friends, and I'm sure many of our listeners as well, who were taking mortgages out in later life, we'd say by comparison to our parents. So if you're taking your mortgage out at 37 to 41, like myself and many others I know have done, you're now repaying that till you're 70 anyway.
There's
no drawing down a pension at 65.
This again, if you're someone that's 55 years of age and in that situation, this is where a financial planning consultation helps you, because number one, you should maybe overpay the mortgage to cut the years back. We discussed that in one of the sessions a few weeks ago. Number two, the tax-free lump sum, you might need to draw down when you're leaving then at 65 or 66. And the tax-free lump sum might clear down the mortgage for you. So it is important to have the plan for the mortgage, but trying to retire while still having a mortgage outstanding is an absolute nightmare, in my opinion, because the vast majority of your income, and don't forget you're still getting tax on it, is going to go to paying the mortgage. But that living cost piece is making sure that the roof over your head has, it's heated, the lights are on, there's food on the table. So
that you can afford to turn on the telly.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you have a basic, like, this is my turn the lights on every day and feed myself. Yeah. And then you're looking at, people miss this all the time, what's my employer paying for today, or my company if I own my own business, that I now have to pay personally? So the big one here is usually, if you have a company car, you don't have it when you retire. So you probably have to go buy a car and fund the car for the first time. Health insurance is typically paid by a lot of employers, so you have to pay that by yourself. So your costs will actually rise slightly as well, depending on what your setup is. That's really important. And then lastly, you have to think about is the comfortable lifestyle. What are we going to do in retirement age? Am I going to play more golf? Am I going to travel more? Am I going to spend more time with grandkids? Are they living in Ireland? Are they living abroad? Do I have to travel to see them? There's so many factors. And that's why trying to get a financial plan to take in, and why I mentioned the financial coaching pieces, is trying to really get to understand clients, their lifestyle and what their hopes are for retirement age. That's outside of the normal spreadsheet. And then being able to make sure they're matching that. There's also to touch on this about lifestyle. It's really important. The biggest mistake I see people over kind of 60 make is they don't know how to spend their money. They're all really, and like, obviously I'm in my early 40s, so I haven't got there yet, so I don't know what it's like. But when people have been saving for decades, you actually find it very difficult to spend the money. And a lot of people out there are really worried about what happens when they're 80 and 90 years of age or 75, whatever age bracket they're kind of concerned. So if you've got a health complaint going into retirement age, so having a financial plan and being able to get the peace of mind to know that you can spend X amount in income a year and still be okay in the future is actually such a powerful thing to do. Where if you're just second guessing it and you're just being told what your income is and you don't really have a plan, you're kind of anxious for a decade or two in case something goes wrong. What happens for nursing home? How does the Fair Deal scheme work? All these things need to be discussed as soon as possible. And it's not saying it's too late when you retire. It's never too late. But the earlier you have those discussions, the more likely it is to
make
success.
Changes, I suppose, too. Helen's got in touch on this, 087 1400 106. Please ask Paul, what about the 4% that you have to take yearly?
Again, there's a 4%. So revenue, if you have a lump sum, let's say you have a lump sum, you're lucky enough to have a 600 grand lump sum, you're going to take 25% of the fund tax-free. The remaining pot of money in the fund, the 450,000 euro, you have to draw 4% a year. Revenue make you do that from 60 years of age. Why? And it increases to 5. Really good question. They don't want you hoarding for the next generation. So a lot of people that have pension plans, they take a tax-free lump sum. Yeah, they don't want you storing the money for the next generation. So they're making sure they're getting some income tax off your pension. So they brought this rule in, you must draw 4. So we have hundreds of clients that are drawing the 4% and they don't need the actual take their income. They're just taking it, paying the revenue, maybe 1.5% or even 2% in some cases of that 4%.
So sorry, they're taking 4%.
And they're nearly paying 50%. They have other income like rental income or still earning income from their business, for argument's sake. They could be paying the vast majority of the drawdown from the pension to the revenue commissioner. So that 4% rule is till 70, and from 70 onwards it's 5%. And this is what I mentioned earlier on, if you don't need to take the tax-free lump sum or draw the pension because you have other assets, if you delay it, you delay paying the 4% and hence delay paying the revenue commissioners. So strategically, especially if you're someone that has multiple pensions from different employment, or especially if you're self-employed as a business owner, there's loads of things you can do to structure your pension well to stop that 4% or stop the tax leaking to the revenue too early. So you have to draw down that 4% if you take your tax-free lump sum out of your pension plan from 60 years of age. You're hoping, though, that your pension is still invested in retirement age. So you're hoping that your pension's at least getting over 4 or 5% per annum return-wise. So your assets aren't decreasing. So you'd like to say your investment return is funding that 4% if you have a really good investment framework.
This listener 62, self-employed, working just a couple of days a week. I'm now getting the widow's pension. I'm just wondering, how much can I earn before I'm crucified with tax?
So once you get over 66 years of age, it's 18,000 euros tax-free,
and
which is really good. You're still in the normal tax plans.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're still up to 20% up to 44,000 euros, so it's the same. So that's after you have the tax-free piece. So, yeah, I mean, from retirement age is really what you need to be focusing on and what's in the pension plan and how you draw it down. Also, the widow's pension will be converted then. Obviously, from a state pension point of view, you're not going to get two of them. A lot of people think that the widow's pension continues alongside the state pension, which it doesn't. Again, a financial plan is probably needed there to assess how much is in the pension when they hope to retire. The big thing here is what their living expenses look like. They mentioned they're already working only a couple of days a week, so they obviously have a lower income. Maybe the state pension is topping that up, or the widow's pension. Trying to map what it looks like at for 66 when they stop working completely is really important.
I think I've just had the realisation here today at 12:30. There's no travel in the world when I retire. I mean, sure, this mortgage is to be paid into 70.
And this is, I said this as well a few weeks. I'm not trying to rush everyone that's in their 30s or 40s to do this, but if I had someone that was single in their 30s or 40s and they, you know, really hadn't got a hope of getting on the Irish property ladder or somewhere they wanted to live, so just say somebody that wants to live in Dublin, they haven't got enough on a single income, you really have to start looking at buying maybe somewhere in Spain or somewhere. So, because the biggest part of a financial plan is that you have somewhere to live mortgage-free from retirement age. Otherwise, your investments and your retirement account is going to be crippled by just paying rent, which you don't want to happen. So you're not going to get on social housing and it's going to be left your own devices. buying a property now abroad, somewhere like Spain or France or Italy, wherever, and having someone else clear that mortgage for you in a cheaper jurisdiction means at least when you're 66, you have somewhere to live rent-free.
Yeah, well, just on that, we're actually talking to Paul Byron, the Irish tenor, the singer, yes, who's moved to Spain for, you know, cost of living reasons.
Yeah, I was speaking to Paul when he was doing that, actually.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking to him at around 20 past one today, so that'll be interesting. Another listener tells me, I had a pension with the last company I worked for, which I could cash in at the age of 50.
Yes.
I took that pension out at 51 and paid huge tax on it, almost half of the value that I had in it. I'm still 52, still working. I'm wondering, can I claim some tax back on the tax that I paid from my pension?
No, more than likely not. I mean, this is a really important piece to mention. If you have a previous company pension plan, we touched on this last week. If you have previously company pension plans, like I said, I'm ex-Irish Life, I worked for Irish Life for years. When I left Irish Life in my early 30s, late 20s, I think it was, I could take that pension plan with me into what's called a personal retirement bond, and I can access from 50. Mm. When you access the pension from 50, that person, if they could afford it, they should have just taken a tax-free lump sum. They didn't need to take the remaining, they could take 25% of the lump sum. They didn't need to take the other 75% out and draw it down. Because when you drew that down, it was subject to income tax, and they were already earning an income at the height of income tax, they would have got crucified. So they should have kept, if they could have, the 75% in the pension, and that would have grown up, you know, hopefully 4 or 5% a year even, would have well covered by the time they got to 65. They would have recouped the 25% they took out plus some more. So I'm not sure what the requirement was for that cash. And I hate to say it, but you're probably just sort of taking the lump sum out, leave the other part of the pension alone. Just because you can access it doesn't mean you need to access it all. And actually, if you needed something like renovating a property or something, maybe the mortgage would have been a better option to increase, because you've just like caused a massive tax event for, you know, probably no reason. There's probably other workarounds that should have been done. And so that's where the financial planning piece is probably missing there. People getting a document from someone saying you can access this from 50, they take the box, they get tax-free lump sum, they get a massive lump sum, and don't realise they're crucified on income tax.
How early can you access a pension? The company pension's obviously different, isn't it?
A company pension, if you've left your company pension plan, you can it's called a preserved benefit, you can access from 50. But if you have a pension plan today, you can access from 60. If you stay in that employment till 60 years of age, or if you're self-employed, it's typically 60 years of age. So it's only those previous company pensions that can be accessed after 50 years of age.
Okay. We're going to talk about inheritance tax in the show next Monday.
Yes, because it's an important piece, especially after the pension piece drawn down. If you have that and left, what happens to it?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the kids would probably tell the parents, hang on to it, keep saving.
I'm up for spending it. Die with zero.
But you know what? You're dead right. What are you keeping it for?
Exactly.
Paul Merriman, CEO at Fairstone Ireland, personal finance expert with Ask Paul as well. Thanks a million, Paul, for joining us here on the programme. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.